Tayshia's, it's Mock's last Thursday.
It's my last Thursday. As you can see, I dressed up for the occasion.
So excited.
You guys, reminder that you should be checking out some products today at MyPillow.com. I have an email to share with you from Carrie Patton from Ohio. She wrote Carrie. This at the end of December. And she said, "Hey, chicks, I have been listening now to your daily live updates for 6 months. Love your show. With the MyPillow testimonies shared, I went online and used the code CHICKS to purchase a MyPillow pillow for my husband for Christmas. He's complained about his current pillow for way too long. We are Trump supporters, truth-seeking, not sheep, love our country kind of people. However, my husband cannot do Mike Lindell, and he has stated he will never buy his products. When he opened my gift to him on Christmas morning, he was not happy. I told him, just try it. Listen to me for once in your life. He has used it every day since and has not only slept better, but his neck doesn't hurt and he actually really likes his new pillow. I want to say I told you so to my husband, but I think it might be too early. Anyway, thank you, chicks, for being hilarious every morning while sharing such stupid, scary, and frustrating facts. Thank you for sharing the truth and making my day great by starting it off with many laughs. Now I have to go buy myself a MyPillow."
Aw, that's so nice. I can't believe she didn't include one for herself already. She should have done that.
She was just trying to stick it to the man.
Right. Literally. She needs to get some moccasins with the squeezy fur technology. Not to be confused with balls. The squeezy
Not
fur technology.
The
balls are
It's
more of a squeezy fur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get the discounts, you guys.
You can get them for your husband too. That'll really show him.
Right. He'll never take them off.
Seriously. My kid wears them to school. 40% off of those right now, 50% off of mattress toppers. Go to mypillow.com/chicks and get all the discounts on all of the things. Let's start. I need to clear up a whole bunch of stuff. People are very, very confused about locals. But before we do that, let's start with a hilarious video of Biden's brain breaking, just like on live television. You want to do that? It's quick
and
easy.
Yeah, let's do it.
You're born driving that, it was up there. I don't know, man. I think the press thought I was crazy. I enjoyed it so much going up and your new EV factory and that Hummer.
Okay. If you missed any of that.
It went on. It kept going. He kept going and he kept talking about other cars and there was like random like things firing and like breaking in his brain. It was terrible. Who was that chick sitting next to him? Like horrified. Who was that?
I don't know. Probably the EV plant lady, I guess.
Right.
I don't know exactly.
Right.
Cause that's who he was directing the comments to. Here's the quote exactly word for word, what he said. Okay. When I went to Dearborn, driving that, you know, was up there. I don't know, man. I think the press thought I was crazy. I enjoyed it so much going up and your new EV factory, that Hummer.
Wow. That's like, you know, that's up there with like presidential quotes, the quotes that you put on the wall in your office, you know, the really inspiring and motivational presidential quotes. Oh my God.
I am very, very inspired by it. I don't know about you guys.
As we all should be. Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. Let me try to clear up some confusion about some things that we talked about with locals yesterday. And then I saw in our insiders group that people are confused. There's a lot of confusion and I'm sorry for creating confusion. I was trying to create excitement and obviously that was a big fat fail. So here's what's going on. Locals.com is a site started by Dave Rubin, in part by Dave Rubin, and is essentially another social media platform that is for conservatives. It is without censorship. It is free speech territory, troll free. It's phenomenal in basically every way. And what our goal is, we do not have a date in mind. This could take 6 months, it could take 9 months, it could take a year. I don't know. But we would like to migrate our Facebook insiders group to locals, because it is also a subscription type of situation where you get exclusive content if you are a subscriber. So for the people who have signed in to both places and who are actually supporting us in both places, oh my God, like, wow, thank you. That is super, super kind. Not necessary, very, very kind, not necessary. Here's the deal. If you're a current Facebook Insider subscriber, your subscription is not going to transfer. They are not connected. I'm sure Facebook hates the fact that locals even exist.
Totally. Absolutely. So, absolutely, they do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no transfer. There's no connection between those two platforms. So the reason that we want to migrate is because, as you know, if you're an insider, you probably have had comments pulled down. You've probably had posts pulled down because Facebook censors everything. And so we're trying to get away from that. We want to be in a safe place where we can say whatever we want to say, post whatever we want to post, and not fear that. That's why we want to ultimately migrate.
And not only that, but Mock, I'm going to add, not only that, but there's a little part of us that around the 2024 election, we're just not sure, but we've been in this landscape for 13 years and we don't know what's going to happen in 2024. And in 2024, depending on who wins the election, Facebook could start saying, I don't like that insiders group. I'm going to go ahead and shut it down. And so
you can
we
do
don't
that
want
tonight.
That. They could do it today. And so we don't want that to happen to our awesome, insanely amazing group that we have, this community that we've built. So that's one of the big reasons that we're trying to start to migrate over to locals, because it won't happen on locals. It simply won't happen.
So here's the thing that you need to know. I would encourage everybody, whether you're an insider or not, if you want to continue to follow and stay connected to the Chicks on the Right, become a member of Locals. That's free, okay? There's no price to pay for just signing up and being a member. You can be a member of the Chicks on the Right community. What a subscription fee will get you is the ability to comment and post and engage with the community. And so that you can do that later. You can do it now. You can do it whatever. What's important is that you become a member so that you can stay connected. And that way, when we do migrate everybody over, our community will stay intact. We will all stay together. And then if you want to be a subscriber at that point, you can. You can do it now if you want. But right now, we're mostly posting our content onto the Insiders group. And then we're going to build up that Locals platform slowly over the next several months until we can migrate everybody over. So that's the goal. The reason also that we're waiting a little bit is because StreamYard, which is this platform that we simultaneously video stream to a whole bunch of places, that is not connected yet to Locals, but the plan is that it will be soon. So that's another thing that we're trying to get up and running before we actually fully migrate.
And the beautiful part about Locals is we've had meetings with these people. Like, we sit with these people and talk to them. Like, they will have Zoom discussions with the Locals people. We've never done that with Facebook. Facebook doesn't give a crap about us. That we're like, in fact, they hate us, okay? But Locals people, they will have meetings with us. They love us. They actually help us create like masthead. I mean, they're fantastic over there. Their customer service is top notch. They actually discuss things with people. They love us, and they're going to love you. And so they're going to be fantastic. And we're really excited about the prospect of that platform. So just letting you know how all that works. We just want you guys to know. So there's full transparency there. And that's what Locals is. And you should be excited about that as a conservative.
Don't worry that you're all of a sudden going to have the rug pulled out from underneath you. We'll be telling you everything that's going on as it's going on. There'll be a lot of notice. We'll be continuously updating folks. And if you want to go and check it out now, you can go to chicksontheright.locals.com. That's how to find us. That's how to become a member. Again, that is free. Membership is free. Subscribers have added benefits of being able to post content and also comment and do all those things. So hopefully that helps clear things up. And then we can answer more questions as we get closer to moving and all that stuff. Anyway.
Right.
All right. I do have another video to show you from former President Trump. And former President Trump, as we've mentioned many times, has not officially announced that he's going to be running again in 2024. But yesterday, he probably made a comment that made it more certain than anything else he has said. And of course, he said a lot to lead us in that, to believe that he is going to run. But man, there was nothing more certain than this.
You're so lucky to be one up.
We'll be lucky if we're up. We got it.
First on tee, 45th president of the United States.
45th and 47th.
Yes.
I love that.
Mister.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. So he'll be running.
That seems pretty certain to me. I don't know about y'all, but that does seem very, very certain. So if you are a Trump supporter and you are like super jazzed about him being the potential nominee, then congrats. I'm not one of those people personally. I would love to see a President Ron DeSantis, as you know. But whoever the nominee is, obviously I will get behind and support. So, and I hope that Trump supporters would also do the same if it's not Trump. Talking to all of you.
Yeah. I want a Republican / I want a conservative. I just want a true conservative in office that will come in there and clean house. And I would really like to see a draining of the swamp because we've got some major corruption on both sides. That's what I would like to see. I would just like to see somebody who has some strength. You know, I've seen that from a couple people in our party, but yeah, I would just really like to see a conservative.
And maybe a little less drama, just a little less drama.
That'd be nice. But I mean, honestly, at this point, I would just like a freaking conservative. It'd be great.
Yeah. That would be
good.
All right. So that is that. Now, Trump is in trouble again a little bit. I don't know if you guys heard this yesterday. So in Tennessee, I don't remember the congressional district, but Robbie Starbuck, true conservative, like you were just talking about, he has been talking about his campaign to run for Congress in whatever number district. I can't remember what the number is, but he's been talking about it for months. And I have been behind him. He's got some of the staunchest conservatives in the world behind him. He's a fantastic conservative. He's a huge Trump supporter, by the way, has been just reliable, solid conservative guy. And he's been talking about his campaign forever. Unfortunately, and this is a tough spot because now it appears that Morgan Ortegas, who I also really, really like, she is now talking about running in the same district. And I don't know how to process that because it's like I've been so excited for that, for Robbie Starbuck. And I've been like, go Robbie. And now all of a sudden there's this other person who I also really admire.
He's really good.
Right. Getting in, and I'm just like, why are you doing that? Like, when we already have something so good, why are you doing that? Well, Trump came out in support of her, like in a big statement yesterday, and like so many people absolutely lost their shit about it and were so mad at him.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know how that's gonna turn.
Yeah, I know. It's this is where politics gets so ugly and weird. It's just, it does. And then you do wonder, you're like, well, why, if there is somebody that's good running there, why did she? Because it would have been a shoo-in for him, right? So then why do you do that? Why do people do that?
I don't know.
Like, do you just feel that strongly that you are such a better person to be in that position? I don't know. Or could you not move and go run someplace else? You know what I mean? Because we really need people in other places. So why? I don't know. If you feel like you want to serve, why do you got to serve right there? Can you go serve someplace else? Because damn it, you know, this is the thing. I don't know.
It's a little complicated.
It is. This is where it just gets icky.
And Trump got himself into trouble about that with a lot of conservatives. So I don't know how that's all going to play out. I don't know if he's going to release another statement. I don't know how that's going to play out. But I'm sure that Robbie Starbuck, who has been so devoted and loyal to Trump, is like, what the hell? You know what I mean?
And furthermore, you know what? I don't care about endorsements. I just don't. I've never cared if somebody says I endorse that person. I don't care who you endorse. I mean, listen, I like Trump, but I don't care who he endorses. I don't give a crap. I'm going to vote for who I want to vote for. I don't care if this person says they like that person. I'm going to just, maybe that's just me. Maybe y'all care, but I've just never cared. I'm going to vote for who I want to vote for. And your opinion doesn't matter to me. It just never has. So bugger off, you know? So why is that such a big deal in politics?
I don't know. I do not know. You guys, for those of you who did the right thing and got your Thunderstorm air fresheners from Eden Pure Deal.
Thunderstorm.
And we've gotten so many emails from people who are like, oh my God, those are freaking amazing. Listen, we do not steer you wrong, okay? I promise you, when we endorse something, it's because we really believe in it. And Eden Pure Deals has just released another product. We've both gotten one of these things, and we are completely losing our minds over how amazing. We are always cold, you guys. Always.
We are. We're freezing. I'm only laughing because of the code. I'm laughing because the code is so hilarious. This is Eden Pure's like, hey, you guys, use the code Hot Chicks. We're like, okay.
But you guys, if you are a person who likes to have a space heater nearby, but you also are feeling a little oogie about them because you know that they can be a fire hazard, or worse, you've got like one of those big giant units that you end up spending tons of money per month in electricity costs for, Eden Pure, these heaters.
It's kind of heavy.
It's not even 5 pounds. They're super light.
I'm out of shape. Leave me alone. God. You haven't worked out in like 9 months. Get over yourself.
I don't want you to tell people that they're heavy though, because that's actually one of the great things is that they're so light.
To me, it's okay. It's sturdy. How's that? It's very sturdy. That's what it is. So this is what it looks like. Okay. So it's like, and it tilts. It like tilts and it moves. Hold on. I have to cradle it. It does this.
It does this. It's got like little flappiness motions.
It waves to you. It says, hey. Hey, during the day, hey, it waves to you, and it has like these little like on the. It's probably dusty because it's been in this room. But it has like the little controls in the front, and there's a remote. I have my remote sitting over there, and it works via remote, and it's so nice because the dogs will hit it, you know, because my dogs are giant giraffes living in my cabin, and they'll hit it, and it'll automatically turn off, which I love.
Like with the slightest movement.
Right. So if it feels like it's going to knock over, it'll turn off. So I know my cabin isn't going to burn down, which is great.
You can also set it on a timer. I think it's like 2 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours. I may be wrong on those times, but there's like three different timer settings that you can use. And you guys get this, also works as a fan in the summer. It's like the multi-purpose thing.
It's heat and it's cool, which is really nice. It'll be great in Texas. I'm going to put it in my office. I have it in this bedroom, whatever you want to call this, this room, this all-purpose room. But I'll put it in my office when I get into the house because, you know, it's like with menopause, it's like I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm hot, I'm cold. It's the greatest thing ever. I really do love this thing. It's
oh, my God. And they're quiet and they heat up an entire room. They're freaking amazing, you guys. And like she said, if you go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Hot Chicks. Then you get an additional $20 off of, and it's already $200 off. So you get $200 off. And then if you use code Hot Chicks, it's an additional $20 off. Shipping is free. If you are looking for a space, do not look anywhere else. This is your space heater. You're going to be amazed by it. It's EdenPureDeals.com. This isn't exactly a palate cleanser because we're not going to see Governor Ron DeSantis' face, but this is his ad by his team where he is raising some money and fighting Fauci, and it's just a really good ad.
Some major flip-flopping.
People should not be walking around with masks. Masks work. Fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask.
If you are vaccinated, you should still wear a mask.
You really better be very careful before you bring the children back.
The default position should be to try as best as possible to keep the children in school.
Right now, at this moment, there is no need to change anything that you're doing on a day-by-day basis. I would like to see a dramatic diminution of the personal interaction that we see. So let me clarify that, because there was a little bit of a misunderstanding.
Freedom over Fauci, you guys.
That is fantastic. It is fantastic.
Isn't it?
My God.
He knows how to do an ad, you guys.
It is just, it is awesome. That was epic. Greatest ad ever. I swear, like, I want to share that all over my social media. It's so great. God, screw Fauci. Screw him.
Somebody should come out with like a whole lozenge line that's based on Dr. Fauci. You know what I mean?
Yes, totally.
That's what, I always want him to have a Sucrats.
Oh my God, you know,
we haven't even mentioned this whole SCOTUS hullabaloo. And it's because partly we were on with Grant Stinchfield on Newsmax last night, and we talked quite a bit about, and that video is posted everywhere. We talked quite a bit about the possibility of not only Kamala being potentially nominated for the Supreme Court, but of Biden choosing Hillary as his VP to replace Kamala, putting her in line to become president.
When Grant said that, honestly, that kind of threw me for a curve. Like, that was a curveball to me, because I was like, okay, oh my God. Like, I think that would be disastrous for them. I really do. I think that would seal the deal for us to win in 2024. That would be awful for them.
It depends, because if, for example, if they did this now, if they did this this year, and then Biden stepped down, she would be able to have 2 years of whatever she's going to do. And maybe people would probably like her policies more than Biden's. And then she'd be running as an incumbent, which is always a better place to be just politically, running as an incumbent.
Yeah, but my argument to that is she can't change who she is. She's still always going to be her. So, I mean, you know what I mean? You can't, her policies may be her policies, but you still have Obama behind the scenes and Susan Rice running the show and saying this is the way things are going to be. And she is still her, and she's going to be still a sucky politician and her policies are still her policies. They're Democrat policies. They're going to be sucky. So, and then she's still so incredibly unlikable and uncharismatic. And so we don't like you. And so then she'll just be running the country being unlikable. So go ahead and do it. But I mean, I just think it'll be the nail in the coffin of a coffin that's already, it's just another nail in the coffin of a coffin we've already nailed shut. And go ahead and do it. I just think it would be a disastrous thing for them to do. I don't know why they keep trying to make this chick happen. I just think
when it comes to Democrats, I think that they have figured out that three times is a charm. So Biden won the presidency on his third time trying. Maybe they think that Hillary will too. And that if they just put her in, if they just install her, it gives Biden a really easy out. And then he's got somebody trusty like Hillary Clinton behind him.
He's been a real charm, all right. I mean, Jesus, look at him. Look at what we've got. So go ahead. Like I said, go ahead, put her in there. Put her in there. We'll see what happens, because I think that it's just going to make her even that more disastrous and unlikable and horrific. And we're all going to be like, okay, bring on 2024 and whoever it is that's going to, oh my God. And could you imagine Hillary and Trump again?
Oh God. Oh my God. No, no, no.
Please, God.
No, I can't.
Help us all.
I can't go through that again.
Oh, you're going to probably have to.
Now, of course, there's all this talk about Mitch McConnell having this possible crazy, weird senatorial procedural rule where he can maybe prevent an actual nominee from going forward to the Supreme Court. And I got to be honest with you, I kind of hope that they don't do that. Like, just let the process do what it's going to do. This isn't changing the court. Breyer was liberal. It's not going to matter. They're going to put in another liberal, whatever. It's a wash, right? And
right,
I just
right.
feel like, everybody made such a big stink about us getting Amy Coney Barrett in right before an election. It would be really disingenuous for the Republicans now to be like, it's too close to an election, to midterms, to nominate someone. No, we can't have it both ways. Let who he's going to pick just do whatever it is that they're going to do.
It's fine, but I think that the way that they're doing it is gross. I mean, obviously they did it. They announced it without the guy knowing that it was going to be announced. I mean, that word is, that's what happened. So they did it in an underhanded way, in a very non-classy way.
And that
was not very gracious. And so it just shows who the Democrats are. Again, they have no class. So that was one thing. Two, he's obviously picking somebody based on skin and gender, which is, again, the Democrat playbook, which they, because everything is based on skin color and gender, which is gross. I mean, that's not, you shouldn't base anything on what somebody looks like. It should be on the merit, and should be on what, who they are as a person, which again shows who Democrats are, racist and they're sexist. That's who they are. It shows who they are. And then it's like, I look at this and I'm just thinking, okay, well, again, if we're going to go through this process, we should treat this Black woman like Kavanaugh was treated, right? It's only fair. We should go back and look at her yearbooks and do all the things that they did to Kavanaugh. I know that people will argue with me on that and say, well, we don't want to stoop to their level, but why not? The precedent's already been set. So vet her the same way that he was vetted. And we should, if that's the way that we're going to start doing things now, then start doing it. And we should go ahead and make that person go do it.
Well, I don't know who is going to end up being the nominee, but I already know that they sexually assaulted me in college. So,
yeah, I mean, Mock was, yeah, totally.
They totally sexually assaulted me. I don't know who it is, but I can guarantee you
You're
that
triggered.
I was sexually assaulted by them. Mm-hmm. So,
right. Yep.
Putting that out
totally.
There.
Just so everybody knows.
Did you guys see, you probably saw by now, the Michael Rapaport video that he took in a Rite Aid in New York City? This is happening, of course, across the country where people just walk into drugstores or whatever, Walmarts, Kmarts, or whatever, and they just start taking stuff off the shelves, putting it in backpacks, and walking right out. And there are security guards standing there, and they just don't do anything. And this is now a thing. Here's a little bit of that video if you haven't seen it.
Come on.
I think tolerating this is...
This isn't the video I thought it was, because Michael Rapaport actually took video of a guy taking stuff off shelves and then walking out, and he was yelling at him the whole time. And he's just like, this dude is just walking out with stuff. He got a shot of the security guard just literally standing there doing nothing.
But I got really pissed off about this because Michael Rapaport is like ultra lib. Right.
Yep.
And so Michael Rapaport is all pissed off because he's watching this and he's like, I've never seen anything like this before. Oh my God, I'm a celebrity. I can't believe I'm in a Rite Aid and I'm watching this guy walk out with all this crap in his hands, walking past the security guard. Blah. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, you're an ultra lib celebrity who votes for this crap, who in essence, that means that you're voting for all these shitty policies. This is on you, man. I mean, it's like, exactly. I partially blame you for this. You are responsible for what's going on right here. So it's can he not see? Can they not see what's happening here? Like, you're pissed off this is happening. You're like in awe, but you're ultimately responsible. Get bent.
And well, it's just like Meghan McCain, right? I mean, did you see, by the way, that she now wrote a big giant article about having COVID? And now that she has had it, now she understands more than ever, like that it's just never going to end and that Biden sucks and all this stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, shut your mouth. Stop talking.
I can't with her.
God.
They're insufferable. Absolutely insufferable. It's like there's no self-awareness. Zero self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. You guys, bring it in. Bring it in, everybody.
Yeah.
Have the best Thursday ever. We will talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
Glenn Youngkin appears poised to win the mask fight. The European Union does not have much unity over Ukraine. And the Biden border disaster keeps getting worse. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.